If you had some bad weather in the morning and good weather in the afternoon, you might say, looks like the weather is clearing. And how would you describe the bad weather that has a lot of rain and some flashes and some noise?
Thunderstorm?
You wouldn't call it thunder shower?
No, not apt to, no.
And if you had yesterday quite a bit of, well, the trees were broken down, a part of your house was torn off, you might say yesterday the wind...
Wind blew.
And you look out in the morning and you can't see anything because of something in the air. You say you had a thick
fog. Or a thick fog, yeah.
And how would you describe the situation if you had 6 weeks without any rain?
Dry spell.
And if you had about 4 months without any rain?
Well, we never had that. That'd be a drought.
You don't have any droughts much, right?
No, no. This is the garden spot of the world. What the heck?
It does look pretty fertile around here. If you had no wind at all in the morning and quite a bit in the afternoon, you might say the wind is...
Wind's rising.
And if you had quite a bit of wind in the morning and none in the afternoon, you might say the wind is...
Calm down.
And of course, you might say the wind is calm. Would you say calm?
Wind's calm, yeah.
Or calming down? The wind is calming down?
Yeah, calming down, yeah.
And late in October, you look out on the lawn and there's some white stuff.
Frost.
You wouldn't call that a freeze?
No.
We had a frost.
We had frost. We don't have freeze till the ground's frozen.
I see. And you might say, last night it was so cold that the lake...
Lake froze? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You wouldn't say froze over?
Huh.
Suppose it was solid all the way across, but still just the lake froze.
Well, no. When it really gets frozen solid, well, then it's... It froze over.
There's a distinction between froze and frozen over. Mm-hmm. The room we're in right now, you call a...
Living room.
Did they used to call it something else when you're a child?
Well, they had the parlor. Yeah.
Did they have another room where you were allowed to go in?
Sitting room. It used to be the sitting room.
Yeah, it might have had two of these, and you might have had a parlor and a sitting room.
Yes, yeah.
You sat in the sitting room and you never went in the parlor.
That's right. When I was about this big, you know.
Now, if you have a fireplace, I guess you don't have one.
We don't have one in this house, no.
You used to have one?
Yeah, there's one up the old place.
What do you call the place where the smoke goes up the...
The chimney.
And inside fire, or rather that metal, not metal, but tile place around the front of the fireplace,
the hearth.
And inside the fireplace, there's some metal things that you rest...
The grates.
Is that what you rest the logs across?
Yeah.
The grates. Mm-hmm. Never called them any kind of irons?
That's what we've had, was the grates. Kind of a basket instead of the...